It was March 25th, 1975, in Montgomery County, Maryland.
Sheila and Kate walked out the front door together, out the chain link gate, on the way to Wheaton Plaza, which was not that far from their home, a 10-minute walk.
The mall was a magnet for young people.
And that's where 12-year-old Sheila Lyon and her 10-year-old sister Catherine, the daughters of a popular local radio broadcaster, were headed to see Easter decorations and get a slice of pizza. And then the unthinkable happened.
John's daughters had been kidnapped.
There was no explanation for their disappearance. There was very little hope.
Two sisters who had just disappeared.
Witnesses saw the Lyon sisters in the mall before they vanished, and they saw strangers near the girls.
He was staring at them, and she said, you know, I knew there was something wrong with him, and I knew he was a creep.
What was then a quiet suburb was turned into a possible crime scene, a mystery that remained unsolved for weeks, then months, then years.
There are several crimes so impactful, they have changed the way we live. And the disappearance of the Lyon sisters is one of those crimes.
But later this year, a man goes on trial for the murders of Sheila and Catherine Lyon, even though their bodies have never been recovered.
Everyone knew about the case of the Lyon sisters.
I'm Neil Augenstein. This is The Investigation Continues, an investigative podcast from WTOP. It launches Monday, March 20th. You can subscribe now at WTOP.com, at iTunes, and Podcast One.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.